Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday Wellness. I am Erin Hart. I'm a registered nurse health coach. And with me today, I have Gretchen Fors. She's a functional nurse practitioner and she specializes in women's hormones. So I'm so excited to have Gretchen here with me today because she's one of my very good friends. And she has an incredible business where she helps women who are struggling with all things women's wellness and hormones and everything. I know a lot of us who are in the menopause ages like have lots of questions about that. So Gretchen is an amazing resource for you if you do have questions about your hormones during menopause. And I asked Gretchen to come today because she gave this incredible presentation at a mastermind group I'm in with her. And I just thought it was so helpful and could be so beneficial for those of us who are wanting to improve our health with a sugar and flour-free lifestyle. So Gretchen, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Erin. Yeah, super excited to be here. I could talk about women's health all day. You know,
Yes,
I can
I
talk
love
about
it.
it
I
all day
love it.
long.
I love having you as a resource because like you are also a nurse, like you're a nurse practitioner, and I just love that you have that medical background and the functional medicine background. So tell us before we get started, can you just tell us a little bit about functional medicine and what you do?
So my background is I've been a women's health nurse practitioner. I'm a certified family, but I worked in women's health for about 25 years now. And I worked for an OB's office. I saw lots of patients, did yearlies, things like that. But I got really tired of seeing patients, not tired of seeing them, having patients come to me and saying they didn't feel well. And we would do their yearly labs. And I would say, well, your labs are fine. Like, it's not your thyroid, it's not this, it's not that. And I felt so much like I didn't have anything to offer them. I would tell them, eat better, sleep better, take better care of yourself, but I didn't really have the tools to offer them. And I knew something must be missing because people weren't coming to tell me they didn't feel well because they were lying, right? Like they just don't feel well. But so what was missing? And so that's what led me to find functional medicine. And I just love functional medicine. It's all about root cause. And they look at the world just a little bit differently. But it's not really woo-woo. Like it's not out there. It's really good science. Like they just do a little different testing. But it shows us a really good picture of where people are at. And it's always really fun when I have a patient say, oh my goodness, I feel so validated. Like I did really not feel well. And now we know what's going on and I can help them. So that's kind of what got me to functional medicine.
Oh yeah. I love that it's also evidence-based and that there's so much science behind it because I think it's so important when you're seeking help with your health care to find people who have the qualifications like you do and but also can look at the whole big picture because there's so much in a 15-minute doctor's visit that a lot of times gets missed, right? In our yearly checkup. And so what you do is just so much more in depth and I just think it's really awesome. So, and you're such a great resource for my clients who are, trying to improve their health. So today, Gretchen's going to talk to us about adrenal health. And I just think that this is such an interesting topic. And it's really empowering. So yeah, go ahead, Gretchen, and I would go ahead with your presentation. Love to hear it.
Yeah, and I think that's true what you said about. I still am obviously really into traditional medicine. That's my background, right? I take my kids to the doctor. I do all those things, but they just don't, the way the model's set up now, they don't have time. They don't have time to listen. They don't have time to ask these questions. And in some ways, the system's just broken. So it's sad that that's where we're at. But okay, we're going to talk all about adrenal health and wellness. Okay. Let's see if I can get the slides. Okay. So we're going to start talking about our adrenal glands. Did you know that you have these little tiny glands? You see that picture? They're the little yellow things on top of your kidneys. They're super tiny. And these adrenal glands are super important. Their biggest number one role is to help modulate our stress. But then what's interesting is when we got started in this perimenopause menopause phase, they get tasked with also modulating our sex hormones. And so this is why sometimes during this middle-age time, women start to have issues with their adrenal glands because midlife is so busy now, right? Like you probably have little kids, you have aging parents, you're in the middle of your career, you're doing all of these things, and our little adrenal glands are trying to help us with our stress. And now they're already stressed because of that. And now we're throwing in trying to help modulate some of our sex hormones too. So we're going to talk a little bit about how to take them. So Aaron asked me this question. The term adrenal fatigue is thrown out around there. It's sometimes like a little bit of a functional medicine term, but adrenal fatigue is not a medical diagnosis. It's not actually a true medical term. What this is really more is what we call HPA axis, so hypothalamus pituitary axis problem. So, right, adrenal fatigue is not a medical condition, just so you know. So if you go to your doctor and tell them that you have adrenal fatigue, they'll tell you you don't. Because what medical doctors are looking for when they look at adrenals is, are you making any cortisol or cortisone or anything? And that's where there's a disease, like Addison's disease is where there's a real dysfunction. This is not dysfunction of the adrenals. They're doing the best job they can, but they're just kind of struggling. So we're going to go through some of the signs of imbalances of your adrenal glands. So, according to some of the experts, these are things you might experience if you're having problems, adrenal stress. Hangry, if you skip meals, anxious feelings, blood sugar imbalances, and sugar or carb cravings, body aches and discomforts, brain fog and memory loss, digestive problems, dragging yourself out of bed in the morning, feeling at the end of your rope, feeling exhausted all the time, hair loss, irritability and mood swings, low blood sugar, poor circulation, poor resiliency, getting sick often, and then sleep issues like waking up in the middle of the night. So you're not here. I don't really want you to raise your hand, but you might have a few of those. So you can just kind of think about that. So we're going to start. I told you it was the hypothalamus pituitary axis dysfunction. That's what's HPAD. That's what they call it in functional medicine. So the stage one is this hypercortisol state, so alarm. So think about it like the fire truck is like you're under chronic stress, right? Your adrenal glands are continually like cycling this releasing of cortisol to give you energy. You eventually start to feel tired, but you still need to get stuff done, right? We're so busy. So instead of resting, you start drinking caffeine, you eat more sugar to give you that reliable energy boost. However, caffeine makes your hormone imbalance worse, and cortisol may become erratic, and your DHE levels may decline. So, oh, wait, so that was the reasons. But the first one is that your cortisol, sorry, we'll go back to cortisol. Hypercortisol. You just have too much cortisol, right? You're just feeling stressed all the time. Your body can't handle it. It's just getting really high. And then the next one is where you get this dominance, cortisol dominance, where it just stays up really high and gets a little bit erratic. And then it starts affecting other things too, because they're just not doing well. And then the third state is hypocortisol. So actually where you just body can't make any more cortisol, and the cortisol levels start to go down. And you can't even mount a stress response. Like you just, this is when people feel like really exhausted. Maybe they can't get out of bed. They stop eating. One thing is sometimes I think that medical community, even I've done this in the past, maybe overemphasize or overdiagnose depression and anxiety when some of these things might be actually have a root cause in more functional medicine things like your cortisol level or a food sensitivity or something too. So, okay. I also like to talk about
Oh,
that.
and can I ask a question,
Oh.
Gretchen? So, can you explain what cortisol is? So, it's a hormone in our body. It's like the stress hormone, right?
Right, it's the stress hormone. So its job is it's that it tells your body that it's got to like mount a response, right? So we call it the court. Well, I'll show you a picture. Oh, I can show you a picture right now. Okay, so this is one of the tests that I do to check to see. So you can draw cortisol in the blood, but think about hormones are tricky to draw in the blood because you're just getting that moment in time, right? And hormones are just receptors that go around and talk to different body parts. So they're always fluctuating levels. So there's not like if you our menstrual cycle is a good example. You have different levels of estrogen and progesterone throughout the month to do different things, right? So if you're looking at something, it's sometimes hard to get a good picture of what the adrenal is like. So this is a functional medicine test. Ooh, let's see if I can get it so you can see the right thing. Oops. Okay, let me try. Okay. So this is from a test called a Dutch Plus. It's a test I'd like to run. Actually, I'll see if I can I show you more of it? Oh, sorry, now you see my screen. Okay. Sorry.
It was good.
I'm not very techy. Okay. Oh, here we go. Okay. So this is a test that shows us your female hormones, and then also this one that has the Dutch plus has the cortisol awakening response. So this just you can just kind of see like these are dials telling us where this patient's at. Like you want to be in the green, she's in the purple, which is postmenopausal range. She's in the purple for this progesterone, but look at her testosterone, it's like in the toilet too. Okay. But what we're going to focus on today is these adrenal hormones that we were talking about, right? So what the normal pattern would be when you on a cortisol awakening response is you wake up in the morning. And then it peaks, it goes up about 30 minutes after waking, and then it starts to come down about 60 minutes later. And it should come down throughout the day. And at night, it should be really low again, so you can go to sleep, right? So, but as you can see in this patient who has this cortisol awakening response, she can't even really mount that 30 minutes. See how she doesn't even like really peak? And so she feels a lot of morning grogginess, right? Can't get out of bed, doesn't feel very well, right? And then look, I was talking about, and then your body has a hard time producing DHEA. Her DHEA levels, she's in this 700, she's in this age range, so she's technically still in her age range, but it would be better if she's a little bit more to this side. So that's kind of what this is, one of the tests that I run to show us how our adrenals are functioning. And it also tells us like her cortisol totals, and then cortisol gets metabolized into cortisone. So think about, we sometimes people get a cortisone injection in their knee or something because they're having inflammation. Cortisone douses that inflammation, right? So we actually want our total cortisol to get used to then get metabolized into cortisol so that it can help dose that inflammation. But her levels of cortisol are actually are low, total levels of cortisol. So
Yeah,
okay.
and because cortisol, it's not bad, right? It's like a
Nope.
necessary hormone that we need, but just like too much of it or is not good, right? Because that affect what does that affect when we have too much of it?
Well, it's like anything, we want to be the Goldilocks effect, right? Like we want it to be just right. So if we're too much or too less, so too much of it is going to cause those symptoms we were talking about, like irritability, hangry, not feeling well, anxious, and then not enough of it's going to cause that maybe tired, fatigue, things like that. So,
Right.
yeah.
And yeah, okay. So we just want just the right amount. And
Just
that's
the
nice
total.
that there's like a test that can show us that.
Yeah. And that was just part of that test. Like it shows some more things, but that's like, you can kind of see that cortisol awakening response. Couldn't find it when I was looking this morning, but I have another one, like we call a blunted cortisol awakening response. Like that one kind of peaked and went down. This other, a blunted one will start high in the morning and stay like a straight line all the way across and then go down. Like, and that's that the patient like that usually feels a lot of anxiety all day, right? Their cortisol level is a little high. And then they might have a hard time sleeping. Sleep apnea can cause that though too, right? So at night, your body's not resting fully, things like that. So,
Oh, that's so interesting.
right, because that's the next thing is that stress, or like we think of stress like, oh, I have too much stress because I'm running this kid, doing that, doing this. But anything our body perceives as stress, our body responds to stress. So it can be a thought. It can be a thought where we think we see some, like something's gonna happen if we have thoughts about maybe I'm gonna lose my job today, or maybe my kid's gonna get sick, or I'm gonna get, all of these things that can be a perceived stress. Obviously, something happening can be like getting in a car accident can be a stress, and it also can be things that affect our bodies. This is where functional medicine is a little different. We think about anything that affects our body, anything that stresses our body is a stressor. So, what stresses me might not stress you, Erin. Like we might be different, right? And so one thing that we look at in functional medicine sometimes is food sensitivities. Maybe you're eating something all the time that your body amounts that kind of stress response, the response to, and so it's feeling a little bit of stress. It creates inflammation in your body. So, really looking at what are all the stressors in your body that might be causing you to have this issue. So yeah, it's it can be a multi-prong approach, right? Like it can be sleep issues, it can be all these things. So Okay, so how to restore this balance? So now you know you might have it. You have some of those symptoms and you're not sure what to do next. So how are you going to restore this balance? And this is why I'm so happy you're in Erin's program, because you're just where you should be, because Erin's teaching you a lot of really good things that will help to restore your balance. Number one is get enough rest. So women notoriously don't get enough sleep. We really should be getting 8 hours of sleep, which might mean you're spending 9 hours in bed to get 8 hours of sleep, but you really need to get good sleep. So prioritizing your sleep, having a bedtime routine, waking up at the same time every day, getting morning sunlight, and morning sunlight outside, not behind a glass, not behind,
Gretchen, I'm so sorry. My internet went off for a minute. And so
But I
it
think
came.
you should be okay. I knew you were gone, but I just kept going. So I think you should be.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So like not behind a glass. So like going outside, or I really struggle in the winter. It's just so dark, right? So having a light box sometimes can be really helpful, a full spectrum light box. So first thing you can do to help yourself is to get enough sleep. Okay, this is where Erin's really stuff helps. Keep your blood sugar stable. Okay, so I like to talk about the hormone pyramid. So we have a pyramid. I can't see on the screen, it looks funny. And the base of the pyramid is your cortisol and your insulin. Okay, these are our two really big hormones. If we can get our cortisol under control, right? Not overstressed, not understressed. If we can get our blood sugar and like very stable, then the thyroid hormone on top of that and the sex hormone on the very top, the body does a really good job of figuring itself out when we give it the tools. And the best thing we can do to help it heal itself is to figure out keeping the blood sugar stable and keeping our stress low, right? So I know what Erin's teaching you in this program does a really phenomenal job of helping keep your blood sugar stable. So that's really, really important too.
And what I love about that, Gretchen, is that, like you said the other day, is that those are two things that we have control over. Like we can change our insulin levels and our hormone levels just because of lifestyle changes. And so it just feels really empowering to know that cortisol and insulin are under our control. Like we can't. It's not, like it just makes me feel good to know that that is something that I have control over and can change.
100%, right? Because I think sometimes, I mean, I do women's hormones, right? So people come to me. I mean, you saw that other the patients, her testosterone was low. So could I supplement her with testosterone? I could, and maybe she'll talk about that. But there's some other things we can work on first, right? And a lot of it comes back to these basics of lifestyle things, getting enough sleep, eating well, exercising. It makes a huge difference in how our bodies do it. So we do have a lot of control over that. This is a good book if anybody wants to read it. I don't know if you'll be able to see. It's called Why We Get Sick by Benjamin Bickman, a PhD, and it's called The Hidden Epidemic at the Root of Most Chronic Disease and How to Fight It. And it's all about blood sugar imbalance. So just like it's really, really important. So what Erin's teaching you how to eat in this program is just so important. And you'll feel better, your blood sugar will be more stable. And then you also need to like try to limit even healthy sugars, right? Some people have healthy sugars, and then some people are sensitive to the artificial sugars and sweeteners and sugar alcohol. So those, really aren't great. The other one is caffeine. Caffeine, it peps us up, it gives us that energy. It's kind of like, but on the other hand, it also stresses our stress system. So it kind of gives us that false high where we feel like we're good, we have lots of energy, but then we crash really big. The other thing is if you start waking up in the middle of the night, and you're postmenopausal or even in that perimenopausal stage, a lot of times that's actually caused by blood sugar imbalance, like we were talking about. Like maybe you have are insulin resistant, and so you eat something with lots of carbs or sugar close to bedtime, and your body has a hard time mounting enough insulin response to that, so it pumps out a whole bunch of insulin. And then to cover that food, but so much extra that when you go to sleep at night, all of a sudden your blood sugar, did I have a slide for that? I used to have a slide for that. Your blood sugar will peak and drop down. And about 1 to 3 a.m., your blood sugar starts to go tank. It just goes down and down and down because you've just had way too much insulin on board and no, you're asleep, right? There are no carbs. And so your body's mounts a response to that. And that response to that is the stress response. So your cortisol goes straight up to try to get you to wake up, because when you wake up, then your blood sugar goes up. So, but then when you wake up, you're like wide awake in the middle of the night and you're like, we call it wired, but tired, right? You're still exhausted. Like you haven't gotten enough sleep, but now you're wide awake and can't go back to sleep because your cortisol levels are high in the night. And so that's a really common reason. Or so like, you know, eating a higher protein snack before you go to bed sometimes is helpful for that. I mean, following Aaron's program, you shouldn't have that problem, but that's sometimes people, if they eat like a cheese stick before bed, it can help prevent that sudden decline. I like to think like, you and I are lucky we have pancreases at work and they're doing the best job we can for us, but sometimes we're really hard on them, right? I also have some diabetic clients who have insulin pumps, and sometimes I actually put patients on continuous glucose monitors so they can kind of see what's going on with their blood sugar. It's very eye-opening to see what's happening sometimes in that real time, like, oh, I ate this and this happened. And you can see that other things other than food can affect blood sugar levels, right? Like, as a nurse, when I was in nursing school, I thought, well, isn't it just a math equation? If you eat this many carbs, you give this many units of insulin, and the blood sugar should stay stable. But that's not how blood sugar works, because it does a little bit, but there are other things that can play into it, right? Like maybe you're exercising, or maybe you're feeling stressed, or you're taking a test. And so it's just really fascinating. That's probably like way too much. You're probably all like a little bit lost, but way too super fascinating. So here's something else that can be a stressor on your body is don't over exercise. Like any high intensity cardio activity for more than like 45 minutes is probably not for everybody, but it might be a stressor on your body. So especially in middle age, I recommend 2 to 3 times a week of resistance training, weight training, because we're starting to lose muscle mass. So it's really important that we do weight training and, you know, a 30-minute walk. Don't over-exercise. That can be stressful on your body too. Make sure you're having fun, right? Fun. What is the opposite of cortisol? And it's oxytocin, our happy hormone, right? And so what gives us oxytocin? Connection with people, laughing, hugging, spending time with people we like. And so that can help lower our cortisol levels too. So spending time with people we like and having fun. And then last of all, relaxing. You guys don't know this, but I have a dog. This is not my dog, but I have a dog that looks just like this. This photo's funny. But yeah, just making sure you're really prioritizing yourself. I think in today's day and age, we like worry. I mean, we're just busy, right? But we really need to put ourselves first, because an empty cup can't pour any water out of it, right? So we need to make sure we're filling our cup first. So these are just some, they sometimes seem so simple, but they are so important, and it will really make a difference on how you feel. So yeah, there you have it. Any other questions, Erin?
Oh, I just think that that's so helpful. And it's really interesting always to learn about the science behind like why we live sugar and flour free. And I think it's really interesting to understand by living sugar and flour free, we can have more stable insulin levels and just the effect that it can have on the other hormones that we have. So, yeah, and then just, I know that I struggle with stress and anxiety, and so it's always just really helpful to have that reminder of that really there are things that we can change in our lifestyle to improve our cortisol levels and our insulin levels, and they are the foundation that really help to improve everything else. So yeah, thank you so much, Gretchen. That was so interesting, and I just appreciate you spending the time with us today.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks.
So,
So
if people want to work with you, how do they connect with you?
I think the best place to go is to my functional medicine practice website. So it's Fors, my last name, Fors, right? Fun, like for functional medicine, but shorter, fun. And then MED.com. So you can, I do free 15-minute consults. So if you want to book a free 15-minute consult, we can go over and see maybe if there's some testing you want to do. A lot of the food sensitivity testing is really easy to do. It's just a finger stick, and I ship the tests. They go straight to your house. You ship them back to the lab, so it's really easy to do. And then the test that you saw, the Dutch plus test is a urine and saliva test, same thing. You don't have to go to the lab. We can just send it to your house and you send it back. So really easy to do from home. So I would love to, make it a 15-minute free appointment and we'll see if I'm a good fit and if I can help you some way. So yeah, thanks, Erin. Thanks for having me today. I'm just really, like, I want to ask you, so since you've been living sugar and flour free, what are some of the health benefits you have feel like you have had in your life?
Oh, I mean, I have a list as long as my arm. Like I really do. I just so much more energy, more confidence, just I sleep better, my mood is better. I mean, I feel like it's really impacted every aspect of my life, not just my physical health, but improving my physical health has also improved my mental and emotional and spiritual health, even feeling more in tune with my spirit and with God and everything. Like it's really just there's so many things, but yeah, I think that there's all there, like it's like the dishes and the laundry, like we're never really done. I don't feel like I'm done. I feel like I still have things that I want to improve and work on, but it's really just fun to start to dial things in. Once you get your food under control, then you can start to really focus on the other aspects of your health that you want to improve as well. So,
Yeah.
but
And I love
yeah.
that because what I think when I'm working in my functional medicine is that food is really medicine and it's really the best way to change a lot of these things, right? Like a lot of people come to see me as a nurse practitioner because they want a quick fix, they want a pill, they want something. So I'm really proud of all your clients that are already here because they're in the right place, right? This is really going to help them feel better in so many ways. So yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I'm so proud of them too. It's really awesome to see them working so hard. So, anyway, Gretchen, thank
Hey,
you. I hope you have a great day and it's so fun to talk to you.
okay,
So,
bye-bye.
but we'll see you later. Bye.